welcome back to the Straight Gaming Podcast. My name is Brittany. I'm here today with Carrie, and oh my god, it's Dallas.
Damn, we resurrected him?
Yeah, bitch. I'm back.
We made some changes. We don't curse no more in the cast.
Yeah, right, we don't curse no more.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, girl, I'm back. Man, I didn't know about this new rule. No cursing.
Yeah, we have a younger audience now, you know, that listens in, so we have to be mindful of that.
Start it yet. So for right now, we're fine.
Oh, so Brady's going to have fun editing this podcast, putting all those beeps in. Beep, beep, beep.
This one I must start editing, but for right now, we are cool.
Oh my gosh, she actually has to do work.
I know, right?
Never happens.
Like, she doesn't even when she's at work, so.
Shut up. So, how have you guys been? How's the new year and the holiday and all of that stuff?
As far as myself, you know, the year so far has been good. Not much gaming, unfortunately, but, you know, keeping myself busy with artwork. And things like that, and trying to find a new 9-to-5, you know, until we can make this cast a regular thing.
Dallas, it's been a long time since we talked to you.
I know. I've been actually, like, streaming 6 days a week now, and...
No life lame!
Wow.
How do you kill one that has no life? You can't. So, and then I've actually been playing a lot of WoW with the girlfriend. She got, how should I say this, addicted to the game. I showed her to her in May, and she's nonstop playing.
Yeah.
Yep. What about you, Britt?
I've just been chilling.
Being a housewife.
Living the dream.
So, how's gaming?
I wish. Gaming's great.
Really?
I love my PC.
Yeah. Let's discuss this about your Twitter feed, please, about PC gaming.
Uh-oh. I have been building houses on The Sims.
I know. That's... Do you have an addiction? Do we need to talk about this? This is a place to talk about it, if you have an intervention. We need...
You know...
You sure?
When the first Sims came out...
Wait, guys. This is what's going to happen. See, she's going to get a show on, like, HGTV or DIY... Just based off The Sims, you know, building homes, you know, and, you know, it'll rake in some money, I guess, you know, if those PC gamers that play The Sims that hard go on and, you know, check it out.
You know, that's my backup plan in case, like, this podcast thing doesn't work out. You know, I'm just going to design your house for you on The Sims, and then you can pay somebody to build it for real.
See, that's the only way you'll get your dream home with Brittany, is in a video game.
Yep. No, you know, when the first Sims came out when I was a kid, I was, like, super addicted to it. And then I played The Sims 2.
So what's the difference? I mean, you're still addicted to it.
Well, here, this is the difference. They have, like, the Supernatural expansion pack, so I can be, like, a witch or a werewolf or, like, whatever.
But you are.
Whoa, wait a minute, They brought Twilight in this shit? What is, no, seriously, what is up with games bringing in werewolves, you know, vampires into games? Was that the year of, like, 2012?
That's where the money's at.
It's smart marketing. I mean, that is what is cool right now. So it makes sense to put it in your games or your books or your movies or TV.
You know the motto, if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. So it made dollars and it made a lot of sense.
Oh, okay. I mean, I was just wondering because, you know, like, one of my fave games, Skyrim, you know, has that kind of stuff. And I'm like, man, do I really want to play Twilight?
Yes, you do. That's why you played it still. Right or wrong.
This is true.
I had to make myself stop playing Skyrim because I had no life. But now it's the same thing with The Sims, so I have to stop playing it. Like, I can't even log into my, like, Origin account because as soon as I do, I want to play The Sims and build a house.
Just build the house. Not play the game. Just build the house.
I will build the house. I will build a badass house. And then I will start it and might play them for like a half hour, and then I just log off and build another house. So,
okay, can I ask a question to our viewers?
Sure.
All right, guys, I got a question for you guys. Would you guys like to see this done on YouTube, like teaching how to build proper housing, proper what's it called, feng shui of the house? Because I will totally get fraps for her, unless she probably already has it.
I have fraps.
She has a microphone, so she can do how-tos on The Sims. How's that sound?
Yeah.
Put a comment section below.
Via our great YouTube channel and Straight Gaming. Because that's Brittany's specialty. Building homes on The Sims, people. If you're not too sure of your feng shui, check out her tutorial soon to come.
I mean, seriously, you could like have a half an hour show every week instead of, you know, like you could be the property girl and rebuild homes for people. Like drop in their city, like, hey, I'm here to fix your house.
You go come in. Oh no, this is all wrong. All wrong.
And you got to get the snaps in.
Like, this is unacceptable. You know, sucking in the teeth and everything. No, this is all wrong. All wrong.
Exactly. So
this has to go. So yeah, we're gonna put that in the works for you guys.
or she can do it. She can live stream it.
Hey, even better.
I know.
God, I forgot how annoying you two are together.
What can you say? We work as a great team.
Exactly. To annoy Brittany, that is our life's goal.
Ebony and Ivory.
Whew. Yeah. The property girl coming to a YouTube channel near you.
All right. Enough about me and The Sims.
It's never enough with you, Mister. But honestly, let's get on to the show. Great job of busting Brittany's chops for about a good 10 minutes. But we're going to go right into questions, or, you know, topics, I should say. And the first one of the night is, what was your best game of 2012? And since we broke back good old Dallas, we're going to start with you, brother.
All right, time to get the hate. Time to get the hate already by our viewers.
Uh-oh, here we go.
I mean, my favorite game that I put in the most time, effort, is Diablo 3. If any of the viewers know who I am on Twitch, you know, I stream that, like, all the freaking time. But there was a lot of issues with Jay Wilson with the game. They lied to us on release about PvP. And it just didn't feel like Diablo 2, but I don't know. I think it's a really good game. They just need more content.
Okay, how about you, Brittany? Your top game of 2012.
Sims 3 expansion.
No.
The Katy Perry edition.
Shut up. I did kind of want to buy that, though.
I bet you did, too.
No, my best game was Dishonored. That game was freaking sweet.
How is that? Tell me about that game.
It's great. And that's kind of all you need to know.
She said that's all you need to know. It's great. With a capital G.
No, I mean, Dishonored, it's really cool. You can play it two different ways. You can go through the game all stealth, don't kill anybody, get a different ending, outcomes, whatever, through the whole game. What you do affects the environment. So if you kill like 80 people in one level, the next level, the whole like city that you're in like is affected by the chaos that you brought the last level. It's not the prettiest game. Like, graphically, it is not the best looking, but it was the most fun game for me that I played last year. It's kind of a tie for me between that and Far Cry 3 because Far Cry 3 is amazing also, but I love Corvo, so Dishonored was my best game.
I love Corvo.
I love Corvo.
Go get the t-shirt. Go ahead. Go get your t-shirt now.
You know, I'm actually surprised because if you had asked me what I thought my best game would have been, I would have said Assassin's Creed 3.
Damn, that's crazy because that means Dishonored to you is better than Assassin's Creed.
It is better than Assassin's Creed 3 to me because Assassin's Creed 3, it was a good game. It did not feel like an Assassin's Creed game, though. And I didn't really care for the beginning because it was really long and you weren't even playing as the main character yet. You were playing, I'm sorry, these are spoilers. You were playing as their parent.
Spoiler alert!
For like the first 2 hours of the game, you're not even playing with Connor, and it didn't feel like an Assassin's Creed game. You were like the only assassin that exists in this time, and like the Templars have taken over everything, and you were just the Lone Ranger, and it just was not the business. And we all knew that, like, everybody said that this was going to be Desmond's last game, but I was really kind of disappointed with how they did it at the end. So, I liked Assassin's Creed 3, but it just wasn't... It wasn't it for me.
It wasn't her feng shui.
No. It was better than Revelations and Brotherhood, I'll give you that. But not as good as Assassin's Creed 2. They did not meet standards. It was not up to par with Assassin's Creed 2, in my opinion. That was my review, by the way.
Okay. Thank you for that brief review on Assassin's Creed 3 and your top game of 2012.
What was your top game of 2012?
My top game of 2012 would probably have to be... I'm going to say, honestly, probably Battlefield 3. After getting, the blown out edition with everything and all the maps to download and playing the story and everything, out of all the shooters, of course, I think that was my top game. Matter of fact, Medal of Honor, because that game was pretty dope.
What? Oh, hell no.
Here you go. Controversy. Go ahead and bash it down.
Well, first thing, Battlefield came out in October of 2011.
Yes, I was just going to say that. That was
Medal
not
of Honor was my biggest disappointment this year.
Why?
There was so many issues on launch, especially the first week, with glitching out of the map.
Well, what games Battlefield had that the first and launch.
Well, right, and they still haven't fixed this. This is the problem with trying to meet a deadline, and I talked about this in one of my videos, is EA is just – EA's worse than Black Division. And what happened is they come out with a beta 2 weeks before the game launches, right? They only have it on Xbox. Then they come out with a game where you have to download the HD texture pack to make it look better, to make it look pretty, which it still doesn't help. They try to beat out Call of Duty, and you glitch, your stats reset. It was just a piss-poor game. And I think that really ruined Danger Close's chances to be a successful studio, because they actually, the last Medal of Honor, I did really enjoy that Danger Close helped. Make, and I really think that this put their studio on the hot seat, and EA wanted this game out before Call of Duty. Maybe they could get some people to switch over, but a lot of people, I mean, just drew hate on this game the first couple weeks, and I haven't picked it back up just because of how bad the development team, the QA team, did. Now the campaign was awesome. That they always make a great campaign, but the online multiplayer that most people do play was just really bad.
Well, I was talking more of story mode anyway.
Oh, well, you didn't say that, man.
Well, you didn't give me the chance. You went, oh, no, and I just said, go bash it.
Okay.
That's what Dallas does best. But I was more talking, so, you know, the storyline mode. That game was incredible storyline.
Great storyline. They actually put thought into it.
You could tell they did. Compared to any Call of Duty is, like, all over the place.
Well, this year's Call of Duty, you actually had to make choices.
Well, I haven't played the story mode on,
Yeah, you actually make choices. It's not so, you know, linear anymore. It's, you have to think. A game makes you think. Crap.
You don't think in Call of Duty.
You don't think in Call of Duty.
I think about how I'm going to whip your ass.
That's about it. But I think, like I said, for 2012, I had to go Medal of Honor with the story mode. I ain't talking about multiplayer. I don't really play too much of the multiplayer on that. But that's probably my top game, because other than that, you know where I'm going with it. 2K13.
Oh, my God. Please don't.
Exactly.
Because
we don't want to hear your mouth.
There's still basketball games that come out?
Yeah. Punch your ass in.
Okay.
Okay, Dallas, you know.
That game is the freaking worst game.
You know why it's the worst? Yeah, I'm gonna tell. All right, cast, fellow listeners, I'm gonna tell you why to Brittany that game is so trash. Because her husband plays it daily, nightly, and weekly. Every time I talk to her, I'm like, "Hey, where's Brandon? Oh, he's playing 2K. Oh, he's playing 2K. That's all I ever hear. Oh, it's rare that he's playing anything else. So that's why I really think she doesn't like that game.
It's not even that. Like, he can play it all damn day. You know, that's whatever. Because I'll sit there and play whatever I'm playing all damn day.
But then she won't admit to you that she has tried to play 2K herself. So
I tried one time. I think I played two games and I scored 2 points in both games. And that was about it. But this is why 2K is trash, okay? Because, yes, they put a game out every year. They update the rosters, whatever. The graphics look shitty, okay? This looks like a game I played 5 years ago.
Damn. That just happened.
That just happened. 2K, y'all, I guess y'all need to step y'all shit up.
Like, I can get over it being Call of Duty-esque because they put out the game every year. Do something with the graphics. Call of Duty looks better, and that game looks like shit.
Wow, they just happened again?
You guys are assholes.
It happened again, people.
Well, okay, like, they put out the same type of graphics, but you take a look at... Well, let's take a look at Madden this year. So they put out a new game engine, which completely flopped. Like,
yeah, this is true.
Like, what was it called again? I forget. But
something physics.
Yeah,
this was the first time physics. I mean, concept was cool, but
first time I was actually excited about a Madden game, and when I went out and bought it, because I talked to my boy Wolf, and he's like, "Oh, dude, you gotta get it." I'm like, "All right, I'll go get it." And I start playing, and I'm like, why is my running back tripping over my lineman? Like, they bump into him, and he just flops. It's, like, worse than watching the NBA of flopping. How about them Lakers?
It's true, because you'll come up out your backfield and just bump into your tight end running the ball, and you're tripping over him. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, so I was excited, but everything else on Madden is cool, but... I don't know. I don't really see, like, sports games being best game for most people. Just because if they are every year. Like, I can pop in 2K11 and be cool. Which I do own, by the way.
So I do that at all.
I still got that.
I was still drain threes with Ray Allen on the Celtics.
You still fuck that
2K11. The Celtics.
How about... So
that's all that's about. He was missing Ray.
Man, he's a traitor. He's despicable. Jesus Shuttleworth, you disappoint me.
What?
Jesus, I still got love for you.
Nobody got that reference, right?
I got it. She all did. Right.
She obviously hasn't
seen He Got Game.
Well, she's not a Denzel fan, so.
I'm not. I don't understand why women like him. He is old and just.
Whoa. Do not talk about Denzel like that.
I mean, it's not like I'm talking about Pally.
I just got a text from somebody saying that's blasphemy if you don't like Denzel. Something wrong with you. It's blasphemy.
Man, he just texted me. He's like, what's this crazy girl talking about? Where she live?
Something wrong with this girl.
No, I...
Don't be shocked if Denzel comes to your home.
Denzel is not the business for me.
I'm not even talking about looks. I'm talking about actor-wise. Like, he is...
He's top notch.
Yeah.
Actor-wise, okay, fine.
That's what I'm not... You really think I'm not talking about Denzel's looks?
Well, you know, sometimes...
Child,
like,
please.
I got a question.
He hit you with a chat, child. Hit you with a chat.
No, I love all Denzel's movies, and yeah, He Got Game was different, because wasn't that a Spike Lee joint?
Yep, Spike Lee joint.
And, you know, it was more of a thug role than anything, and he played it, like, just perfect.
Oh, I wouldn't say it was a thug role, it was more of a real-life role, you know, especially,
well, yeah,
you know, with... The content, you know, Denzel plays his parts regardless of what he's in. Like, I haven't seen Flight, but all I hear is, like, great things about that movie. So, you know, it's Denzel. All the Denzel movies I've seen, none of them been bad, so.
Yeah.
So, Brittany, you need to do your homework, start tonight, go rent yourself a couple of Denzel movies, and watch them, and then you know what else you could do for me?
Mm-hmm.
Kiss the baby.
Kiss the baby.
Kiss the baby.
Am I missing something? Did
just
I not
kiss
get
the baby.
Just kiss the baby. Just kiss the baby, and we're off this topic, and on to the next one. So, what games are you ashamed of having never played during the year of 2012?
The Sims.
I think I might have to go with you with that one too. I'm ashamed I never played it. You know, I got all these people around me that play it. You know, my co-host, my damn mom, my sisters, my nieces, but it was funny. But you know, it's funny. Majority of people that play The Sims are females. Why is that?
Because we like to control things.
That's y'all problem. Now kiss the baby. Kiss the baby. Why y'all have to be so controlling? I mean,
they're women. That's what they're programmed to do.
I guess so. But no, I don't think it was anything I'm not ashamed. I think I played everything I wanted to play the year 2012, to be honest with you.
See, I'm ashamed I never played Far Cry.
Fail.
And Dishonored, because I was really looking into that, but like I got kind of torn, you know, away like from Bethesda after they pulled their little stunt with the PlayStation. So that put a little sour taste in my mouth.
You should forgive them.
Nah.
And then play Dishonored, because
same thing. I'm not forgiving EA either.
Why would they do wrong?
So, you know about FIFA, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was live streaming FIFA, and I was buying points to give out free cards to my viewers, because I have a lot of viewers that love to watch me play FIFA over in Europe.
Okay.
And I bought points on September 28th. I still have not received a refund or my points back in, what is it, January 7th?
Wow.
So, and I keep calling, and... Every time is a different excuse. And so I'm actually going to be doing a follow-up video on that, and I'm actually going to send it to their Twitter. Well, not send it, spam it to their Twitter.
You're going to be one of those people.
Well, no, I just want to get my point across.
You got
that.
Damn Right.
That
over $20.
Okay. No. It's not the $20. It's the whole point. Like, we, as gamers...
It's principle. It's principalities.
We pay for your paychecks. Like, and to get customer service like that, where I get a runaround over just $20... What makes it seem like something like a big issue in a gamer calls in? You know, people say, oh, it's just $20. I'm not going to forget about it. But that's the problem with our industry is people just keep forgiving these developers, forgiving these studios, and nothing's changing. We are declining as a culture very, very fast, where it's becoming in-game content to pay for, free-to-play but with microtransactions. It's coming, you know, oh, we don't want you to, you know, buy used games. We want you to buy only new games.
Church.
We're going to have online pass. Like, they are nickeling and diming us for this entertainment where we could take our money somewhere else. And they programmed us so well and brainwashed us on this idea that this is what we want. They tell us what we want, and we go, okay, that's what we want. No, we don't want that. We want it our way. Not Preach. Their way. And that's Preach. What is problem with Activision. That's the problem with EA. That's the problem with Blizzard. They think for us. We can't let that happen anymore.
Preach!
I will preach. Let me go get on my pulpit. I'll be here on the Sabbath, Saturday.
So what are you ashamed of not playing, Brittany?
Wow.
Actually, you played some of that this year, didn't you?
I played...
Well, last year, I should say.
When did the Kung Fu Panda come out? Was that this year?
Yes, that was this year.
That was this year, right? I played that.
Kung Fu Panda came out this year?
Yeah, Kung Fu Panda came out this year.
Did you get to 90?
No.
What? Oh, you didn't even get to Raid?
No.
Oh, you don't know what you're missing.
No, I do know what I'm not missing.
You don't know.
I know. It's the same stuff, but with a different outfit on.
Hate is...
are done with WoW.
Go play your free-to-play games.
I don't play free-to-play. Well, I do some. Depends.
Look, you can't even live stream. Look at you. Stop.
Like, I enjoy WoW in spurts. Like, I can't play it consistently. Like, the GF. Shout out to the girlfriend. But I don't know, like, I like WoW. I tried other MMOs. I really want to get into Guild Wars, but nobody has it. And that's you buy the game and it's free for the rest of the time.
Yeah, I was thinking about picking that up, but I didn't know anybody else that played it.
I was going to get it too.
You guys should buy it off my website where I get paid for it since I am sponsored now.
What?
Yeah.
How about you just give me a copy?
I am actually sponsored with Game Fan Shop. So if you need to buy games, if you need to buy like PSN cards, Xbox cards, hit me up. Like, you can get Skyrim for $32. Great game, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Except I'm still ashamed what they said about PlayStation.
What'd they say about PlayStation?
Well, Bethesda said they couldn't come out with the DLC for the PlayStation because they couldn't code it right for the Dawnguard. So they were just going to completely scrap it for the PlayStation users.
Wow.
Which, I own 3 copies of the game, so it really didn't matter, but PlayStation's my heart and soul.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you didn't hear that?
It was there a glitch in the system?
Right.
What?
Oh, nothing.
What'd I do?
Nothing.
But anyway, on to the next one.
On to the next one. It's not a song. Sing it.
No, we're not singing anything. We're going on to the next topic, which is horror games that would make good movies. Done. No.
You said done?
None.
Or none?
None?
For some reason, Hollywood kills good quality stuff. I mean, I haven't seen a good horror game turn into a good movie yet.
I haven't seen a good horror movie in a long time, but that's besides the point.
But the question is, horror games that will make good movies. There are a few out there, but they've already been done and they were crap.
I don't know. I was thinking about this, and that's, I thought that Fear would make a good movie. I
think that would be turned in like Doom.
Yeah, that would kill it.
Or like Resident Evil.
Kill it.
Or like Silent Hill.
Resident Evil, it just went on off on its own tangent. Like
after like the second one.
after the first one. The first one was just its own thing.
There was no reference to none of the characters from the game or nothing.
Like, who the hell is Alice?
Alice in Wonderland, you ain't know that?
But you know what I think? I think if you got, I think not a movie per se, but like say if Freddie Wong did like his rendition of the Slender Man
into a movie.
Well, not like a movie, but like a YouTube. You know, like how he does his like little things, like his little shows / movies. And
I don't know who Freddie Wong is.
You know who Freddie Wong is?
Mm-mm.
Oh my God! You need a get out under a rock. Look up Freddie Wong. He's also the greatest Guitar Hero player of all time.
Hmm.
But also, he did a movie called Video Game High School, which was really good, and I liked it. About this, instead of having like baseball, basketball, football as sports, like the big thing, like going getting to VGAS was like going to Harvard. Like that's the place to be, and video games was the most popular thing. That's what everybody did. And he actually made a movie on that one. It's on his YouTube channel.
Ah.
Or on Netflix, if you own it.
I don't own Netflix, but I pay a monthly subscription to Netflix.
Really? Really?
For limited rights to watch and not share their content.
Stop it.
Yeah, I don't see really any horror movies.
Yeah, I don't see any horror games being worthy horror movies. Not from last year, and I don't think this year. So,
well, what about Alan Wake?
Hell no.
See, I don't really have an opinion on Alan Wake because I was only able to play the first 10 minutes of the game.
Well, that's with any horror game, you can only play 10 minutes.
No, why would you even ask this question, Brittany? Because only me and Alice can answer it anyway.
I played Fear.
You for 5 minutes.
And I have played half of Dead Space.
No. You played 10 minutes of Dead Space before you gave it to me.
I played 10 minutes of the Dead Space 2. I played half of the first one.
And none
with somebody in the room with all the lights on.
So I take it you're not getting the third one?
No, she's not getting horror games.
Probably not.
She will have them and they will sit. That's why she ain't finished The Darkness.
I can do horror. Oh, you know what? Oh my God! I didn't finish The Darkness.
Exactly, because
I love that game though. It's not even scary. I don't even know why I'm gonna finish that.
Wait a minute, Wesley Snipes has a game?
Shut up.
Yeah, no, it's Charlie Murphy.
Charlie Murphy.
Stop.
They're co-op. Like I did Dead Island because it was co-op. I was playing with 3 other people, and it was fine.
What?
If it has co-op, I can do it because I'm not playing the game by myself. But if I'm sitting there and I'm playing it alone, I can't do it.
Yeah, so kick rocks.
Even though I almost finished all of Fear 3, I almost finished it, but then got freaked out at the end and turned it off and sold it.
And then went to bed that night and had nightmares.
I'm not confirming nor denying.
Hey, you ain't got to. I already know. It don't even matter. But since that question was a flop, bum, 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 bum.
You know what? I might actually get Dead Space 3. if one of you guys gets it also because it has co-op.
I won't be buying it.
Why?
Who publishes it?
Dallas, get over it. Get over it.
Nope. Ain't getting over it.
He's not getting over it, but we're getting over this topic. So, to the next one. How do you feel about streaming all your games on the Microsoft or Sony next-gen consoles? I don't see that happen, honestly.
Well.
Not the next-gen systems. Maybe the systems after that, but not these next-gen systems.
I read something today.
You were always reading something.
Sony and Microsoft said that it is a possibility that they will not be having physical copies of their game anymore, that you'll be streaming. And I also heard that they're doing this, and I'm sure everybody's heard this, that they're making it so, at least Sony is, making it so that you cannot play used games on their systems. Well, the new system's coming out.
Like, everybody's crying wolf about this. Like, oh my god, I can't go to GameStop and buy a used game. Like, PC gamers don't have that issue. We are...
Yeah. Well, not everybody is a PC gamer. Not everybody wants to be a PC gamer.
Well, no, but I'm just saying, like, you know, like, everybody has played a game on PC. Everybody understands PC. Like, we're not crying like we can't go to GameStop and buy, oh, can I get a used copy of, you know, Mr. Pandaria or something like that? Like, this is just the way it is. You can think Rape Stop.
Rape Stop.
You could thank that company for taking a game that you, okay, you buy Call of Duty, you trade it in within a month, they give you $30 for it, they pop it on the shelf for
if that
with new cool up to date AAA titles, they do $30. Then they put it on the shelf for $54.99.
Yep. No, actually, I saw one right after Call of Duty launched. Somebody had traded it in, and they had it on the shelf for $63.
What?
Or not $63. It was like $58.
Like,
but $63 with tax.
That's the problem with this whole situation of GameStop, is they're basically making 200% off these kids. That's why I won't trade my games in. Ever. Unless they're really, really bad.
I have mixed feelings about GameStop.
I love my GameStop because they give me free swag all the time.
That's how I feel about mine, too.
But overall, as a company, RapeStop, they just... They treat their employees bad. I mean, they get paid, like, minimum wage.
If that.
Yeah. And they're making all this money off these games, and then they're turning around and doing this. This is what pisses me off the most, is this exclusive, oh, you have to freaking pre-order here to get these exclusive downloads and exclusive.
This is a lie, which is.
But you know what? Best Buy does that too.
Everybody does now.
Mediocre purchases, if you pre-order at a certain thing, everybody has pre-order bonuses or get exclusive things if you pre-order from here. So that's not GameStop.
Best Buy doesn't do it as much as RapeStop. Like,
no, but see, this is the thing. Everyone is doing it now, from Target to Walmart to Amazon. Anyone where you can pre-order something, they're doing it, especially for games.
Well, it's dumb.
Well, the developers are letting them do it.
It's because who's throwing up the most money is doing it, and it's just stupid. Like, this gaming got so mainstream that they're like, well, how much else can we make money? I mean, once gaming made more money than the movie industry, game over. Like.
Doesn't it already?
Yes.
That's what he said.
Since
it's made more money than the movie industry.
I think, what was it? How much did they spend on Star Wars? $500 million to develop BioWare and EA? Voice acting and something like that?
Yep.
And it was a complete flop when they only made like $750 million.
They only made $250 back.
Yeah, that was a flop for them. That's why it went free to play. Because they thought it was going to be a WoW killer.
And the free-to-play version of Star Wars is shit.
Just spend $5 and you'll be good.
Yeah, just pay for it if you're going to
play it. Well, see, the thing is, you go here and say it's complete shit, but then when you take a look at DC Universe, oh, it's fine, it's great. But if you spend $5, you get more, you know, stuff, and you're...
Well, DC Universe free-to-play is fine because you get to do pretty much anything, but free-to-play Star Wars?
See, where DC and Sony went right once they went to free-to-play, they still allowed you to do everything else everyone else was doing. You just didn't have...
If you wanted the extra stuff.
Exactly. If you wanted extra character creation spaces and a couple of little perks, you paid, you know...
But the extra stuff doesn't keep you from enjoying the game as much as a person that's
right.
paying for
it.
Where Star Wars, you get to pick two races out of, like, the six or whatever that they have. You only get one character... And it's just, it's complete bull. The free
play. I got a question for you guys.
Yeah.
What's the company that published it?
Dude.
I'm just saying, like, shit's adding up with them. Like I'm surprised they're still around. After, like, with the whole deal with FIFA, what they did with the Wii, ridiculous. I'm so glad they got exposed for that.
But you know... They make the Sims, so they're not all bad.
Oh, no, they're horrible. They're the devil. Everybody wants to hate on Black Division, and they're not the devil. It is EA.
It used to always be Activision.
No, it's Black Division. Didn't you get the memo?
Changed the name secretly.
Yeah.
Black Division.
Black Division. You know, Blizzard, Activision, Black Division.
Yeah.
So... EA is the devil, okay, and so is Jay Wilson. But we won't get into that. That's another story.
That's a whole other show.
Yes,
another show.
Let me go and rant about an hour about Jay Wilson. I will do it. I promise you.
But on to our last and final topic of the evening. What game has caught your attention for 2013? It's only one game for me, which I will have when it comes
2K?
Out. No.
But he will have that one too.
But it's at the top of it's coming out in March, I believe. That God of War Ascension. Definitely has my attention. So I will be picking that up and having fun being Kratos again and murking shit. Excuse my French.
Dallas.
You know, this is going to be, like, really, really, you know, tough because the games I want, I can't have for obvious reasons. We talked about it earlier. I mean, come on. Like, when you got a PC and you see Crysis, like, you know, things happen down there in that nether region. Especially with the killer graphics card and killer gaming setup. But, you know, since this is a kids show, I won't get into that. You'll learn that in Sex Ed Kids. but, you know, I want Crysis, but I'm not going to buy it just because of where it is. It's going to be all about Sony, baby, this year, and it's going to be about The Last of Us. Going to be hands down game of the year, already calling it. Sorry.
Oh, whoa.
Game of the year right there. Naughty Dog is the best developer in this game. In the game industry, period.
I will not disagree. Naughty Dog is one of the top. I don't know. The Last of Us, maybe game of the year. I'm not ruling it out. But my top cannot wait for a game that should be coming out this year is Watch Dogs. Watch Dogs. Watch Dogs.
Hey, you just...
I think all of you guys have forgotten about this
you
game.
You just read my mind. And my boy, he just reminded me of that game too. But it's rumored that it might not come out till next-gen systems anyway.
Well... I don't know. I'm hoping that we get a release date soon.
Oh, damn. Let's not forget. Please, let's not forget the other hot titles going to drop this year. And everyone's talking about it already. Grand Theft Auto 5.
I have pre-ordered it.
I won't be buying it.
We don't care. We don't care.
I want Red Dead 2.
Hey, I'm with that. I can do a Red Dead extension too.
I want Red Dead and I want L.A. Noir.
Two?
But make it like NY Noir or something. Like a different city.
More modern time?
No.
It doesn't even have to be modern. It can be the same. Just that same.
Ooh. High five on that one. My boy said they should do it.
Turn that off.
I'm sorry. They should do it in Chicago.
Chicago.
No, Chicago would be sweet.
You know what I'm thinking?
You got to do it like Al Capone.
Nah. You know what I'm thinking?
What's that?
I'm thinking, I mean, let's do it 80s in Miami. Mm.
I was just going to say that.
The Miami Vice type shit?
Yeah, kind of like bring in Vice City, but a little bit.
Cholos!
But bring it in like one of my favorite games on PlayStation 2, and you guys are going to laugh. Is Scarface.
Nah, that game is dope.
That was one of my favorite games, man. Bring that Vice City, but with L.A. Noir. Oh, my God. I will pre-order that, like, a year in advance, and I would probably spend $100 if they came out with collectibles, because I'm a nub for collectibles.
Yeah, you ain't the only one.
Man, this year, I hate to say it, but I spent $300 on Call of Duty.
Damn, why ain't spending that much?
How much?
300.
This year?
Because he probably brought the two care package.
I bought the care package. I bought for the Vita. And I paid for all the DLC in advance.
See, I did that, but I didn't get the care package. I got a standard copy of the game, and I paid. I only spent $100 on mine.
But you know what? YOLO.
Yep.
Have you even played it? I haven't seen you even playing that game.
Hey, you said YOLO. Just leave it alone.
I put in three days already.
That's like nothing compared to what you normally do.
Right. Well, I have a PC now.
And he has a life.
Why didn't you buy it on PC?
Because I suck at PC shooters.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to have to practice, sir.
You got Counter-Strike?
I do.
Which ones?
I have the. Let me log into my Steam.
Can we talk about one more topic?
Sure.
Can we talk about Steam?
Okay. As long as you're not bashing it.
And Steam sales. Can we just really discuss this?
Are you bashing the Steam sales?
They really need to make an outreach group. On Steam, in 3 days, I actually I'm gonna cut a promo here. On Thursdays on my live stream, it's called Cheap Ass Games, and I give out cheap ass games, and we play cheap ass games. But on that day, I spent like $50 on like 40 games to give out. It was insane.
I was about to say like $50 would buy you right now a lot of games because actually today's the last day of the Steam holiday sale.
I know, and so I was talking over with Emily, and she's like, you need to take your credit card off whenever there's a Steam sale. Because I bought Torchlight, like the combo pack,
mm-hmm.
for me and Emily, and then I'm going to give out a copy or two or, you know, whatever. I bought I'm Alive for her. Oh, my God, you got to play that game. That is a really, really good game.
Yeah,
I almost got that.
I was thinking about getting it on the PSN network.
What's PSN?
Dallas.
I'm just kidding. But I bought that. I bought tons of games, and the biggest game that pissed me off the most was Super Meat Boy.
Super Meat Boy.
Why'd you buy that?
Why?
Yeah.
Because it was $1.99.
Oh, well, one. See, that's why I have to stay away from, like, just Steam in general when the sales are going on, because I will spend so much money on these games just because they are cheap as hell, and why not? But then I will never even download them. I will buy them, but they will just sit in my little list all grayed out because I haven't downloaded it yet.
But you know why? Another reason why I did buy Super Meat Boy, for all you guys out there, Super Meat Boy was, it's an indie game, and it was very, like, highly regarded. Like, it was supposed to be, like mind-blowing. And they did actually did a movie on it, and it's called the indie movie, The Game. And if you guys have Netflix, make sure you guys check that out. It just shows you what these developers that indie games go through, and it'll make you appreciate, you know, the development side for these smaller companies. And I got a lot of respect for them, so that's one of the reasons why I did purchase it, just because of everything that they went through. You know, $2, they deserve it. Actually,
ooh,
they deserve 10.
Hey, you know what? Great segue into what I gotta bring up for the next show.
Yay!
We are going to bring on Notion Games owner Andrew Augustine. He's created, developed up the iOS game Up Ubi. He's currently in productions of doing Super Ubi Land, which he's been in talks with Nintendo, and things are looking good for that. So I'm going to set it up for next week so we can get him on. We can interview him, talk about his company and all the stuff they got planned for this 2013 gaming system as far as mobile and now console. So it's going to be a great show with that guy, because, man, I talk to him every now and again because he's just so busy and he just ain't. But I see all his posts on Facebook, so, you know, he got big things moving, especially with that whole Nintendo deal he's trying to work out right now.
I are excited.
And on that note, she just went ratchet on us. But
well, that's true. But Steam is the devil.
No, it's not. Steam is wonderful.
But on that note, guys, we've given you pretty much an hour now that we've run back from dead Dallas.
You cannot kill one that has no life.
We just pulled him out the freezer, you know.
Dusted him off a little bit.
But
he was in last stand.
But, you know, guys, next week, like I said, look forward to the cast. Andrew Augustine, Notion Games owner, creator, developer, right here with us on Straight Gaming. Other than that, guys, we are out of here. Catch you guys next week. And we're outro.
Peace out. See you around like a donut.